Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Anne, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
There are no survivors in the crash of a U.S. Marine Osprey helicopter in a remote section of Norway. There were four Marines aboard when the helicopter disappeared Friday night while on a NATO training mission. A 9/11 museum in New York City is closing.
The Tribune Museum is one of two near Ground Zero commemorating the September 11th terrorist attacks. Attendance at the museum's been down 80% because of the coronavirus pandemic. Unlike the larger museum, which honors the memories of those who died, the Tribune Museum pays tribute to survivors and relatives of those who were killed. More than 5 million visitors have passed through the museum's doors. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Texas firefighting crews are hoping a break in gusty winds forecast for today will help them make progress against a huge wildfire in West Texas. Nim Kidd is the chief of the state's Department of Emergency Management, praising the firefighters.
I'm grateful for them. Many of them are still out on the line. Many of them have not slept and have not had time to even go back and check on their own homes. And that's why we will continue to bring resources in here to stabilize their efforts and backfill their efforts as long as we can.
More than 50 homes have been destroyed in that fire. South Carolina giving the green light to firing squad executions. The method was put into state law last year after a decade-long pause in carrying out the death sentence of the state's inability to procure lethal injection drugs. State prison officials say renovations have been completed on the death chamber to allow for executions by firing squad. SpaceX early this morning launching a Falcon 9 rocket into orbit, carrying 53 more small internet satellites, and the booster rocket stuck the landing again.
And Falcon 9 has touched down for this booster's 12th time. This marks our 104th successful recovery of a Falcon 9 first stage.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.